U.S. News puts out a list of 100 best jobs year after year. And the top 20, the best jobs available in the U.S., they're all STEM related. This list compiles these jobs based on pay, high pay, work-life balance, and then job satisfaction. The message here is clear. Work in the STEM fields can really lead to a fulfilling life. By failing to develop and tap into half the world's population, we are really missing out on this major growth opportunity. There's a really large demand for data analysts and computer scientists. Demand for these specific positions is expected to outpace supply by 2025. Welcome back to another episode of This Green Planet. I'm your host, Penny Bowder, a seven-figure business leader, environmental scientist, serial entrepreneur, author, and business coach. Here, I am sharing support and guidance to women who are starting and running a sustainable or STEM-related business. This podcast is bound to inspire you to launch your business or scale for growth. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to This Green Planet. Today's episode is all about how women in STEM are changing the business world. This topic is one that is near and dear to my heart. As many of you know, I have a teenage daughter who is interested in STEM, and I graduated with a few different science degrees. I truly believe that more women in STEM are really going to change the U.S. economy and change the world's economy for a lot of reasons. And I'll talk about that and more on this episode. I'm going to start a little bit about just the history, kind of why we are where we are right now in terms of women working in the STEM fields. In the last 5 to 10 years, there really has been a lot of efforts to inspire young girls to study STEM. All of these efforts have led to significant changes within the business community. But unfortunately, a large gender gap in the STEM workforce still remains. It's only going to increase if we fail to find new ways to show girls that they can change the world through STEM, because they can, and the world needs them. This is all just really important work, as encouraging girls to pursue STEM will boost the economy, it's going to promote fresh perspectives, it'll save lives, work to maintain workforce diversity, in the end, just create a source of inspiration for future generations, male and female. The STEM gender gap starts in school, in grade school, really. Boys and girls perform at the same level in K-12 math, and women actually enter higher education at higher rates than men. But women only earn about 30 to 35% of STEM bachelor's degrees nationally. So a lot of different factors influence this disparity, including maybe gender stereotypes, imposter syndrome. Girls really do experience a loss of confidence around their middle school years, and this only increases through high school. And then also a lack of female role models, which is really discouraging. There are some wonderful women out there working in STEM. I'll give you a teaser. Please tune in next week as I'll be talking about female STEM role models. STEM jobs really do require STEM degrees, right? And so the low rate of girls completing STEM education leads to women just underrepresentation in these high growth industries later. It's not to say that women aren't competent in STEM. We are, and girls are competent in STEM as well. They actually perform similar in STEM subjects as their male counterparts in standardized tests across the board year after year. It's just really interesting that girls don't pursue post-secondary STEM degrees at the rate that men do. And because they don't, it decreases their odds of being equally represented in the STEM workforce, unfortunately. If we have more women getting involved in STEM, it just is going to help the U.S. economy in so many ways. The first way I want to talk about is that if we have more women in the STEM fields, it's going to reduce this huge surplus of unfilled STEM jobs that exist right now. The demand for STEM talent is really higher than ever. Despite widespread efforts to increase women's representation in STEM fields, women only hold one of every four STEM jobs nationally. STEM jobs are some of the fastest growing sectors in the U.S. job market, and the demand for them will only increase in the future, as we're definitely going to need them to tackle all the environmental challenges that are happening right now, climate change, and other issues. And as a result, STEM jobs will not only be some of the most demanded, but also some of the highest paid, because they're really tackling these super important problems. Despite this sort of uphill trend, STEM positions are really hard to fill because there's just a lack of qualified candidates. But it's not really sort of the same across the board throughout the different sectors. The academic sector for STEM positions is actually generally just oversupplied. It's really hard to get a job as a professor at a university in the STEM fields. But in the government sector and the private industry, there's definitely shortages. Right now, every existing STEM professional is pretty much already working. This trend persists like it has for years. The surplus is only going to grow, and the dearth of qualified STEM professionals is definitely going to negatively affect the future of STEM fields. The solution here is to have more women in the workforce. We have a shortage of STEM professionals. Even though the number of males in the field keeps on growing, the number of women in the field has just remained flat. One way that we can get more women involved in the STEM workforce is to make it more appealing for them. It's been shown that women are more likely to quit STEM positions once they have them than their male counterparts. Could be due, in fact, to this large gender wage gap, which is a whole nother episode. It could be due to the fact that their needs aren't supported in the workforce. It's been shown that a lot of pregnant mothers, once they have their children, they'll leave the workforce because they're just not supported. And so if we can figure out some of these problems to make these STEM positions more appealing for women across the board, we're going to see more women entering these STEM jobs and staying. In short, you know, women comprise about half of the world's population, and we only have about half the STEM professionals that we need. So the answer to the shortage of STEM professionals is clear. We need more women in STEM. Once we do have more women in STEM, they'll change the business world because they'll reduce the surplus of all these unfilled STEM jobs, which is only going to lead to more innovation in the future. Another big benefit having women in STEM jobs has, and how women in STEM are changing the business world, is that they're boosting the economy. Technology is changing so drastically year after year. Like I just mentioned earlier, there's just really no shortage of available jobs in STEM. U.S. News puts out a list of 100 best jobs year after year. And the top 20, the best jobs available in the U.S., they're all STEM related. This list compiles these jobs based on pay, high pay, work-life balance, and then job satisfaction. The message here is clear. Work in the STEM fields can really lead to a fulfilling life. By failing to develop and tap into half the world's population, we are really missing out on this major growth opportunity. There's a really large demand for data analysts and computer scientists. Demand for these specific positions is expected to outpace supply by 2025. Recognizing that women's participation in STEM jobs around the world advances the interest of all companies and will really spur economic growth worldwide. And then if we increase the number of women who enter and stay in STEM professions, this is really an obvious way to deepen the pool of important labor in our economy. By encouraging and supporting women to take part in STEM and really the research and innovation that's so vital for our economic well-being, everyone really stands to benefit. Another thing I wanted to talk about that I just find fascinating and so true is that women in STEM are also changing the business world because they really do encourage new perspectives. They encourage innovation. And although many arguments about women in STEM push for greater gender equality in the workplace, women are also necessary to encourage innovation and new perspectives. It's really like our unique experience and personality traits that help make scientific innovations useful and, more importantly, safe. Here's the sort of fascinating part about this whole topic that, you know, women are needed to encourage innovation and new perspectives in the business community. Despite making up half the population, women's needs and inventions particularly are rarely taken into account. The world's been primarily designed by men and for men. And there's so many different cases and stories and studies that have been put out illustrating this fact. And I'm just going to touch upon a few. One example is that scientists determined in the 1960s that the average office temperature should be a certain degree. And they based it on the metabolic resting rate of an average male. Yet in recent years, scientists found out that the female metabolic rate isn't the same. It's actually about 30% higher than that of male. Because of that, the average office temperature is actually too cold for women. When I read this, I just thought back to all the different offices I've worked in, and they've always been too cold. It's an interesting fact, a sad fact. What happens is it leads women to feeling uncomfortable at a workplace, and it may result in women being less productive because their basic needs aren't being adequately met. Another study determined that women are also more likely to get work-related injuries, and it showed that improvement in the work safety field decreased the number of injuries for men, while at the same time it increased it for women. Curiously, the percentage was the same for both genders, which indicated that the studies and improvements were primarily performed by males without taking in the female body into account. Again, there's a lot of different examples out there that show that had women been involved and present on a team designing new technologies, designing new inventions, then things might have turned out a little bit differently. Also, this illustrates the point in the personal protective equipment for frontline workers. It's developed for an average male. Thus, it doesn't fit most women. 5% of these women who needed specialty protective equipment to keep them safe, they reported that they've never had any issues with ill-fitting equipment. That means that 95% of women in these fields had regularly had issues with ill-fitting safety equipment that introduced hazards that made their job more dangerous. So they didn't have well-fitting eye masks, helmets, body armor, space suits, or in the case of police officers, stab vests. And the consequences of all this stuff can be fatal. And then similarly, modern gadgets are also primarily designed for men. For instance, some sources claim that Google Voice is more likely to recognize a male voice than a female voice. A similar trend occurred when Apple's Siri first launched. Early users noticed that it was way more likely to respond to questions asked by men than those by women. So they recognized men's voices because men worked on the tech for that. Having a woman available on these teams would have prevented a lot of these issues. Now that women are being included more and more on these teams, we're really seeing, and we're going to see, that women will be changing the business world more and more each year by encouraging new perspectives, by encouraging innovation. That encompasses the whole entire population, not just one specific segment. So it's something to be celebrated. It really is. In general, we know from research that diverse teams are much more effective at problem solving when different voices and viewpoints and expertise and life experiences are brought to bear. We need all of us at the table. Without additional perspectives from women in product development and testing, companies really end up missing the mark. We can get women to be on these teams. We can get them to stay on these teams by promoting gender equality, by closing the gender wage gap. And then we'll really start seeing more and more fostering these new perspectives that will potentially save lives and also the reputations of companies. Women in STEM are changing the face of business by maintaining workforce diversity. So almost as important as hiring women into the STEM workforce is the necessary step of keeping them there to maintain workforce diversity. Companies need to figure out how to get better at learning how to keep women in the workforce. By including more women in STEM, a higher quality and a higher standard will be expected by employers. Those standards will need to be met by the high quality scientists, technologists, engineers, and mathematicians that they hire. Change is hard, but it's well worth it. And so encouraging women to stay in their learned fields requires a company's most earnest efforts. And there's a lot of companies leading the race in this. Many inequalities, such as unequal pay, sexism, available promotions, etc., can chase women away from continuing their careers, as we've seen. These inequalities also lead to burnout, frustration, and a greater likelihood of quitting STEM altogether. Treating men and women equally will help companies in the long run by retaining their employees and rewarding their longevity. I can't do this episode without talking about mothers. I ended up leaving my government STEM field job when I first became a new mother because my office wasn't supportive of a new mother. And I've since learned that they've changed a lot of policies since I was there, which is amazing. But the truth is that mothers leave their jobs in STEM fields after becoming a parent at a greater rate than fathers. This is totally preventable, and I believe that we've seen a lot of change lately around this topic. But companies need to accommodate new mothers by offering generous paid maternity leave, opportunities to work from home, in-house childcare, and part-time options. These are really going to work to reward new mothers with their longevity. If women are to have a chance at equality in STEM workplaces, they must not be punished for having children. Although some may choose to leave in order to care for children, the industry should not chase them away by enforcing impossible expectations and offering little flexibility. We really do see that we'll maintain workforce diversity if we can support women's needs and also the needs of mothers. And that is all the time we have today. I hope you liked today's episode. This is a really important topic because there's so much on the line here. You know, we're looking at a boosted economy. We're looking at, you know, new innovations. We're looking at new perspectives. We're looking at workplace safety and increasing girls' STEM education and access to the world's newest technologies presents this enormous opportunity for the United States and other countries around the world. making sure that women are given equal opportunity to participate in STEM fields is really a smart, sustainable investment that will really work to strengthen economies. In the end, create a source of inspiration for future generations. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I do hope you join me next week where I'll be talking about and introducing some of my favorite women in STEM role models. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Green Planet. To get further details about the topics discussed in this episode, please go to thisgreenplanetpodcast.com to review all show notes and links. If you love this episode, we would love it if you subscribed and left us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. This helps more people just like you find our podcast. I look forward to having you join me next episode. Until then, stay safe and let's make this planet green.